Good evening, I'm Mark Gooding, ZL2 UFI in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together we bring you the NZART official broadcast for September 2020. Good evening, everyone. Presidential comment leads tonight's official broadcast. From Upper Hutt, here's our NZART President, Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI. Mark?
Kia ora and pamari, everyone. As the rest of New Zealand returns to level one, sorry, Auckland, I'm sure that the rest of us sighed and thought, yes, that's over, fingers crossed. Much the same feeling for me. Anyway, having completed the recent NZART AGM, and AREC annual meeting in Wellington on Saturday, 5th of September 2020. The meeting for those in person and the remote attendees via Zoom went well, with a full report out in the next break-in due out in early October. Highlights from the AGM was the awarding of life membership to Evan Sayer, our Treasurer, and Amateur of the Year to our LGLO officer, Douglas Burt, ZL1BFS. Well done, guys. The next conference will be held in Napier over Queen's birthday weekend from 5 to 7 June 2021. I hope to see as many of you there as possible. Remember, if your local branch are considering running a conference in the future, an updated conference organiser's handbook on conference is available from the NZART website. Also in the next break-in is notice of election of President and Council for the 2021-2023 years. All nominations must be into NZART headquarters by 31 December 2020 to be included for the election next year. NZART HQ has moved to new premises and is now fully up and running. Apart from the physical address change, all other contact information remains unchanged, such as telephone number, email address and the like. I'm sure that Debbie has more to say on this in her comments. No doubt pictures of the new premises will follow in a future break-in. On a final note, perhaps not one any of us want to think about, is what happens to our ham radio equipment when we leave this mortal coil and become a silent key. Over recent years, I have assisted many a widower or family to dispose of contents of a ham shack. Please give some thought to those left behind as they attempt to dispose of this equipment. Perhaps have a plan as to who to contact and help with its removal. Don't just leave it and state, I'll get around to it, as then your valuable junk may well end up in the landfill. Also, ensure that your will is up to date and signed. Many a loved one is sometimes left literally out in the cold when in the final analysis, your wishes are not followed through as the paperwork was not completed. This also applies to your call sign. Who gets it in the family or can it be returned to the call sign pool for another amateur radio operator to use? Simple things like this means a lot less work for your family or friends to sort out. That's all from me, Jim, and back to you.
Thank you, Mark. The President of NZART, Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI. Branch 27 in New Plymouth regrettably had to postpone the Taranaki junk sale, which was to have been held yesterday, the 26th of September. But do not despair, as they'll be holding the sale in the future, possibly in March, during Taranaki Anniversary Weekend. The other event, the Taranaki Award, is full steam ahead and runs until Wednesday the 30th of September. So there's still plenty of time to earn the required points for the certificate and to be in the running for the trophy. Full details for the Taranaki Award can be found at www.zl2ab.com. Time now for our NZART Business Manager's monthly update. Let's head back to Upper Hutt and say a very good evening to Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Kia ora, Jim, and good evening, everyone. I've recently been reviewing all ZL6 allocations and trustees associated with these call signs. A ZL6 call sign can only be used for a special event, and the issue must be approved by NZART Council prior to allocation to a trustee. Council policy for the issuance and the use of these call signs can be found on our website. Just a reminder that all ZL6 trustees must maintain a log at all times when the call sign is used or requested to be used. Failure to do so may result in the call sign being revoked. If you are intending to use a ZL6 call sign, you must seek approval from the trustee of that call so that the trustee can keep a register of usage at all times. As advised by Mark, elections are just around the corner. Nominations need to be received by the end of December at NZART HQ. If you are considering putting your name forward, please contact me so I can send you a nomination form. Subscription statements will also be posted out early next month. Your original invoice was enclosed with your August break-in. Therefore, if you received that, you would have also received your invoice. And finally, the day has arrived and NZART HQ has now moved to a new office. The physical address is 1/15 Gange Street, Upper Hutt. Now that the nation has dropped to COVID Alert Level 1, Anna Lise and I welcome all those who would like to visit the new office. However, we do ask that you call ahead or email us to arrange a time you are coming to visit. We are still quite busy post-move and would like to enjoy your visit and take the time to talk with you. The phone number 04939 2189 remains the same. However, as we have changed our broadband and phone provider, an alternative number is available, which is 04528 3074. Well, that's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, the NZART Business Manager. And from Nelson Branch 26, Stuart Robinson, ZL2STR, advises that Westfest 2020 was held at the Murchison Bowling Club last weekend, with 30-plus hams and partners travelling from Waikanae, Nelson, Marlborough, the West Coast and Canterbury to take part. Over the weekend, 12 amateur radio-related presentations of about 45 minutes duration were made, using a range of technologies, zoomed-in guest speakers, and plenty of informative slides, graphics, samples of gear, and audio demonstrations. It was a great technical and social activity, and feedback received has been great. It's anticipated a write-up will appear in Brecon in the very near future. Meantime, thanks to all who supported Westfest 2020 and hoping to see you there in 2022. Now for an update on international amateur radio news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
We begin this week with the end of an era and the planned demolition of a Dayton, Ohio building that, since 1964, symbolized one of amateur radio's biggest international gatherings. Hera Arena, already deteriorating by the time it was left, damaged by tornadoes, in May of 2019 had been home to Dayton Hamvention until 2017, when it was moved to the Greene County Fairgrounds in nearby Xenia, Ohio. The arena property will also be rezoned to allow for manufacturing and distribution once the legendary building has been taken down. Do you believe in superheroes? Well, the next big thing might just be a superhero among batteries. At least that's what scientists are hoping. Ed Durant, DD5LP, has that story.
A German research university is working with an ultracapacitor specialist in Estonia to develop what scientists are calling a groundbreaking graphene battery. They're calling it the super battery. While it is not energy dense enough to be a replacement for lithium ion batteries, it is being eyed for complementary use. Skeleton Technologies in Estonia, with the Karlsruhe Institute of Technology in Germany, say the battery will have a charge time of 15 seconds, with hundreds of thousands of charging cycles. The rapid charging time is being attributed to the battery's use of Skeleton's patented curved graphene carbon material. For Amateur Radio Newsline, this is Ed Durant, DD5LP.
A popular ham station for guest operators in Sweden has become another casualty of the global pandemic. Graham Kemp, VK4BB, has those details.
There's little more than 2 months to go before SI9AM, the visitors' amateur radio station in Udnid, Sweden, closes its doors permanently. It was established 20 years ago and is owned by 8 radio clubs in Sweden's third call area. There have been no guest operators, however, since the COVID-19 pandemic, and its board has opted to cease operations on the 1st of December. Since the visitor station opened on July 19, 2000, it has logged about 160,000 QSOs. The station is known as the King Chulu Longkorn Memorial Amateur Radio Visitor Station and is located near the Thai Pavilion that opened in 1998 to honour the Thai King's visit to the Swedish town in 1897. SI9AM President Jorgen SM3FJF made the announcement, adding that all QSL cards and SI9AM awards will still be sent for confirmed radio contacts. Feeling like I'm on the set of The King and I. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
There is a new resource in Australia for licensees who have more questions than answers right now. Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF, picks up the story from here.
Newcomers have more questions than answers when they first get their license to get on the air, and clubs can't be everywhere offering the one-on-one support most newbies need. The Radio Amateur Society of Australia has made an online collection of knowledge-based articles available to newcomers, hoping it will help fill a support gap many of them encounter. The free resource is called the Amateur Radio Tech Support Service, and it offers detailed information on how to set up a station, how to understand what kind of antenna you may need, DXing, complying with regulations, and of course, dealing with interference. There is also an online guidebook for newcomers called Welcome to Amateur Radio. The website notes that the service is presently in the pilot stage, and if it proves successful, it may be expanded. Look for the link to this tech support service in the printed version of the script on our website, arnewsline.org. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF.
For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Neil Rapp, WB9VPG in Bloomington, Indiana, saying 7-3, and as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2020, all rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you, Newsline, for the use of your copyright material. It is now less than a week away until the Manawatu Amateur Radio Society Branch 20's annual table sale at the Longburn Community Hall, 17 Nyree Street, Longburn. That's off State Highway 56. The date, Saturday, the 3rd of October. The doors open for sellers at 7:30 a.m. and for buyers at 9 a.m. See all the details on page 9 of your July-August break-in. That's the Manawatu Amateur Radio Society's annual table sale this Saturday, October the 3rd. Also on Saturday the 3rd of October is the Hamilton Amateur Radio Club's annual market day. The venue, the Gordonton Hall, 1024 Gordonton Road in Gordonton. Now, vendors from 8 a.m, buyers from 10 a.m. Full market day details can be found on page 48 of your July-August issue of Break-In. That's the Hamilton Amateur Radio Club's annual market day this Saturday, the 3rd of October. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Welcome to news from around your branches. As in previous months, the situation concerning branch activities is still somewhat fluid. Some branches are holding off face-to-face meetings, while in some parts of the country, meetings are possible. The situation could change rapidly, so the best way to find out is to check with your local branch, perhaps through their social media channels. Anyway, we start from NZART Branch 28, the Whangarei Amateur Radio Club. On Wednesday the 7th of October, Peter Aiken, ZL1TX, will talk about terminating coax and other related matters. The Western Suburbs Branch 03 NZART has a general meeting on Saturday the 17th of October starting at 10 a.m. Now, this will be a show and tell, and note this is 1 week earlier than usual due to Labour weekend. The next regular meeting of Branch 25 Napier Amateur Radio Club will be the quiz night with 10 general knowledge and 10 technical questions straight from the amateur radio licence exam. And that meeting is on Wednesday the 7th of October at 7:30 p.m. at the usual venue of 123 Latham Street. To Hutt Valley Branch 18 NZART, where meetings are held at the clubrooms in the Philip Evans Reserve in Waterloo. On Monday, October the 5th, there will be a show and tell, and if we look forward to November the 2nd, it'll be in the movie night. Wellington Branch 50 has a shed workshop on Sunday the 4th of October with further received magnetic loop experiments from Bernard ZL2BD, and that's in Winsley Terrace in Churton Park. And finally, from Marlborough Branch 22 NZART, the next general meeting is on the 8th of October, and we'll see a talk by John Errington on playing with microcontrollers with the title, After Blinky, What's Next? Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
And thank you, Stephen. With news from around the branches, Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 25th of October. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the NZART official broadcast for September 2020. Good night, everyone. Good night now.